when we had to go and do our maternity, you had to shift to another hospital, and I remember people kicking up about going there in the wrong time of the year and everything, you know, because you really got no say in when you got sent to these places.
So which hospital was
that? That was called D Street Hospital, and it was over 100-year-old hospital. And when you did nights there, that was because it would be awfully quiet. But it had an old cage lift, and I was down in the delivery suite cleaning up after a baby or something, and Sister Costa said to me, she was always the one on night, but I was to go upstairs, and she wanted me to bring down two bassinets because they were short of another bassinet. So I'd gone up the stairs, and I stood, pressed the cage lift for it to come up because I needed it. And as it came up, I was just standing there, and all on the top of it was this nest of rats. And I, my mouth hanging open, you see, and of course it had gone. And I thought, oh, so I thought, well, I better tell her. So I took the lift. And I said, excuse me, sister, but I noticed some rats on top of the... Don't speak such rubbish, girl. Oh, like that. I said, well, they were there. No, nurse, you didn't see them. So that was that. So I said to my colleague, she said, well, I'll go upstairs and call the lift and see what I see. So she came down and told old Costa. So she agreed to come and look. Well, she nearly had a fit herself then, you see, because of the mothers had found out. So we then, my friend and I, had one door and one at the other of the nursery. That's where we had to stand for the rest of the night to guard the babies. Oh. And we weren't allowed to say anything. Never forget that. And then it was all, apparently the friends that were on the day shift said they've never known what a commotion went on getting people in to get...
The exterminators.
Imagine it.